Welcome to Secrets of the City, the show where we uncover the stories behind the people who work in the highly lucrative yet enigmatic jobs of the City of London. I'm your host, Ayush Santalia.
So you've probably figured out by now that I work in consulting, or more specifically in strategy consulting. But why did I actually choose that as an industry to go into in the first place? Well, coming out of university, in which I studied engineering, I was faced with three options. So I could have either gone into an engineering career, and this was obviously the most natural route for me. I could have gone into finance, stuff like investment banking or asset management, which is a pretty common route actually for people who study engineering. Or the third option I had, which is kind of the other side of city life, was consulting. Obviously, in the end, I decided to go with consulting, and it boiled down to three key reasons for why I made that choice.
The first point of differentiation that consulting had for me versus those other two industries was the caliber of people that I was going to be working with on a daily basis. And for me, you can think about this in two different ways. The first is just the fact that I was going to be working with people from different backgrounds, from different education, from different upbringings on a daily basis. And consulting is a job where you are working in teams all the time. And that for me was a little bit different from what I had seen in engineering, for sure, and also to some extent what I had seen in the little bit of finance that I had done during my internships. In engineering, often you'll be put on a project, but you are the only one working on a specific part of that project, and there really isn't too much interaction between what you are doing versus what someone else is doing. You know, for example, if it's a programming job, you are set to do a specific task, and you can kind of be wired in, and that's all you need to think about. And in finance as well, in the team that I was working with during my internship, it was very solitary in terms of there was obviously meetings and debates that you were having, but the actual research that I was doing and the idea generation that I was coming up with, I felt was quite solitary. Whereas in consulting, it's a very team or collaborative type of environment. You're really trying to work together, not only with the people who are at the same level as you, but it's very collaborative with the partners, with the managers of the project, where you're really trying to brainstorm the right answer. And importantly, the other aspect of it as well is that you are also very collaborative with clients, and there's so much that you can learn from clients as well. You know, they are the people who know the industry the best. You come in as a consultant for 4 or 5 weeks, and there's no way that you're going to know as much as someone who's been in the industry for 10 or 15 years is going to know. And so there's a lot that you can learn from them as well, in terms of the job that they're doing and in terms of the experiences that they've been through, which you don't really have the opportunity to do in any other industry. So the first aspect of that quality of people that I'm working with comes with the fact that I am actually working with people on a day-to-day basis, which for me was pretty unique to consulting. The second way that I like to think about this is quite simply just the caliber of the people that I'm working with. If you look at the CEOs of leading corporations, you know, big multinationals, etc., a lot of them have come from consulting backgrounds. Because of the skills that consulting equips you with, they're now really in a position to accelerate through that company and make their way into the executive team, CFO, CEO. And so I knew that the people that I was going to be working with were going to be people who are that ambitious, who do have that motivation and the skill set to be able to be in those positions. And so there's lots of inspiration that you can take from the people around you, and a lot that you can learn just by being close to people, and maybe not even working on a project with them, but just being in the same office space, having those right conversations, means that you really get to meet people from whom you have loads that you can learn from, and also expand that network that you want to develop.
The second reason that I went into consulting was the breadth and the depth of learning that I would get in the job. And I mean this from two points of view. So firstly, I think you develop a really broad range of skills, all the way from getting really good at analysis to creating presentations, but also the softer side of things. So not only in terms of dealing with clients and making sure that they are bought into the recommendation that you're about to give them, but also in terms of managing meetings, presenting in meetings, managing junior staff as well. Consulting really allows you to develop that whole kind of multifaceted set of skills. But the thing that really stood out to me versus finance, for example, was the breadth of learning across industries as well. In consulting, and in specific the type of consulting that I do, which is strategy consulting, the projects tend to be very short, so kind of 4 to 6 weeks long. And as a result, you get the chance to view a lot of different industries and a lot of different types of problems. And in my kind of 2 years in consulting, I've worked on a really broad range of projects. So working on a diversification strategy for a TV channel, to a go-to-market strategy for a large consumer goods manufacturer, and even kind of a five-year vision for a holiday booking company. So I've really been able to dip my toe into a lot of different industries and a lot of different types of questions that CEOs and CFOs, etc., might be facing. And as a result, I felt that it would allow me to really figure out what industry it is that I wanted to go into after I finished consulting. What you find in finance, and if you hear some of the earlier episodes in season one, is that often once you move into a large organization, you tend to specialize in a specific team. And that team might be responsible for looking at natural resources, or might be responsible for looking at industrials or, you know, consumer goods. And you become very, very good at that niche industry, but you don't really get the same breadth of learning that you get in consulting. And I personally wanted to just be exposed to as many different things as possible, both because, you know, it's just interesting to learn as much as you can about the world, but also because it means that, you know, when I'm then doing a project in another industry, you can maybe begin to draw parallels and start to kind of apply cross-industry learnings. And thirdly, because it meant that after I wanted to leave consulting, I would really have a good sense of what industries it is that appeals to me, and therefore, you know, what companies I should be applying to, or what kinds of businesses I should be looking into working at after I finish consulting. So that was reason number two, was kind of the depth and the breadth of learning, both in terms of content and industry, but also in terms of skills that you get in consulting. And then the third reason that I wanted to go into consulting was the pace of development. And you'll probably hear this in a lot of different ways, but consulting is one of those industries where kind of every 2 or 2.5 years, there is a very natural promotion cycle. And in fact, if you stay at most consulting firms for 10 to 15 years, assuming that you're kind of performing to the ability that is expected of you, you will probably make partner, which is the most senior level that you can go to. And this is very different from a corporate environment. In a corporate environment, often you have to wait for someone to leave or retire, and only then are you able to get promoted into the position that they were occupying before. In consulting, and again, the same is true with finance, the pace of development is very structured, and you can know that every couple of years you can expect to be promoted. And as a result, you can expect to have a step up in the learning that you're doing. You can expect to have a step up in the role that you're doing. And that was very exciting to me because it meant that I was always going to be developing and always going to be learning something new. And in fact, if I just kind of paint that picture for you in terms of what it's actually ended up looking like for me, when I joined as an associate consultant, you know, the first few things that you end up doing, you're often, you know, getting right down into the details of the Excel. You're working maybe with one manager. You have a very specific, you know, task that you have to help out with. And then you'll convert some of that stuff to slides, and you may or may not be able to go to client meetings. But even after just 2 years, my role has changed significantly. You know, I'm still occasionally being involved with Excel, but nowadays I'm having to lead client meetings. I'm having to present some of the work that I've been doing. Occasionally, I've even worked on projects where I've had to manage different teams of people across multiple modules. And so the amount of development that you get as a consultant is basically nonstop. And in another couple of years, I'll be kind of owning entire projects and really being able to contribute into that final recommendation that you make to the client. And I knew that that was something that I was going to get in consulting. I wasn't going to be doing the same job for 5 years waiting for someone in front of me to quit or to retire so that I can get promoted. I knew that there was always going to be a natural path of development for me, and that meant I was never going to stagnate in one specific position. So that's my third reason, was the pace and the certainty of development and promotion that you get in consulting. But all of this kind of ties into one overarching objective, which was for me to develop as fast as I can and as holistically as I can from a professional point of view, and therefore set myself up in the best way possible for anything that I wanted to do after 2 or 3 years. And in fact, you know, maybe after 2 or 3 years, I want to stay in consulting. And if I wanted to do that, I still have the skills to do that. But even if I want to now leave and go into a startup or go into a corporate or go into, you know, venture capital, I have, again, developed all the skills that I require to do those jobs. And so consulting for me was kind of the one industry where it could really act as a launch pad to accelerate my future career. And you'll have noticed that there's lots of similarities between consulting and finance in terms of the reasons to do both, which is why these are often grouped up as city jobs, and which is why this podcast series focuses on both of those types of industries. But for me, the kind of differentiating factor for consulting versus finance was that breadth of learning that you get in terms of industries. So hopefully that's helpful to you if you're thinking about, if you're kind of on the fence about whether or not to go into consulting. Those are the reasons that I went into consulting, and maybe some of them apply to you, maybe some of them don't, but they may be able to help guide you in terms of your thinking as well and future career path. So hopefully that was helpful. Thanks for listening in, and I'll speak to you next time.